Good morning.
And Harry, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Oiseau.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Andrea. And
Merry Christmas,
eh bien, Renaud. I wish it to everybody also, even if I never say that normally. Happy Christmas. This is what you said, guys, no?
Yeah, more
yeah,
or less.
That. You can say happy, you can say merry, you can say jolly.
Okay, okay. So it's a Christmas day.
Christmas day. Today is the 25th of December 2015. We are only three at the radio this morning. No one is sitting with us.
And only three motorbikes in the parking lot?
Yes, one is broken, mine. I came walking.
So what does it mean? All the town hall is closed. There is nobody.
Yeah.
I've been surprised when I just arrived now.
Yeah, a little bit of peace.
Okay, strange. So yeah. We are alone. So we can say what we want.
Yes.
Ah, la, 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 la.
Today is off. Sorry, it's the number 57 on our off the cuff. And what do you want to say? So we are free to say whatever we want.
First, a big silence. To be relaxed. What does it mean, Christmas?
I was thinking about that today.
I was sure that Madame Renaud
will
think about that today.
Well, I mean, in each country it's so different, no? And already we're in a tropical environment, so it's warm, the sun is shining, it's Christmas. It's not this big hype like it is in the West. You know, it's more friendly in India, and it's not so dramatic.
I did not realize that it was Christmas because we are in a forest, no?
And also my children are big, huh?
Yeah.
I suddenly realized that, wow, you know, in the past I would be making food and this and presents and tree and all, and I don't have to do this anymore.
It's a little bit, it's less involving.
And I realize how much effort all of these things take, and that, in fact, when you don't really have a family, but you don't even, it's like, oh my God, I used to do all of that. It's easy when you have a family, and it's
so because
like
we
hard
know that there
about.
Is people that listen off the cuff, okay, outside, no? So they are probably, because today is Friday morning, so now they are all sleeping probably.
Yeah. Huh? It depends where they're living. Australia, they're waking up much
just
before
now.
I was thinking about that here.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Australia,
so
it's over.
What happens, it is the topic maybe today that we have to express from Auroville, our point of view, how we live this event, okay, in different way. And maybe it is interesting from the people to know how was our process, how we did the Christmas réveillon. You call that réveillon, no?
Christmas Eve.
Eve.
You did something? You
no,
ate fish?
I had some food, Italian food, by dinner, me and my kids, because my wife, she went for a gig nearby Cadalore. She is singing, so she was invited to sing in a place near Cadalore, and I don't remember the name. So she was out for the full Eve.
So your wife is in Cadalore singing for the...
She's back. She's back in
yeah,
the
but she sing for...
Other people.
The environmental...
No, it has nothing to do with disaster.
Nothing for
no,
that.
No, 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 disaster.
Disaster. Okay. By the way, I spoke of Christmas immediately. You say, about food. You speak about food.
Yeah, so I want to know, because traditionally you guys eat fish, no? You make fish.
Where?
Traditionally, I don't know, because my family is quite mixed. I come from different kind of sources. I'm part Hebrew, part Christian, part I don't know what. So I was celebrating with my grandparents that were living in Genoa. They were making special food from the Hebrew cuisine.
Oh, how
nice! Nice for you.
Very
Christian,
nice.
So all time for you did something for Christmas all time.
Yeah, always. But my mother was celebrating on another date. We were getting the food, the gift also on the 25th, but mainly it was a sort of little present. The present they were giving us for the 6th of January, that was in Italy, it's called La Befana.
Yeah.
It's not...
Epiphany.
Epiphany is that the day of the Epiphany. So
you
were the day that we
were getting... You have to wait from Christmas day to Epiphany to get the tools.
No, you get little things at the beginning of the holiday, the 25th.
Oh,
it was
incredible.
Christian say... way to celebrate, but the 6th of January, that was something that I don't know is connected with the Hebrew tradition, I don't know, but my mother was giving us the gift at that date.
Very nice.
Me and my sister, we were very happy.
And before all time, since all your life, all time you did a Christmas food or something, never you have been...
We want to know, Oiseau, what were you doing in your family? Please tell us.
No, there is
because
the family.
You are French. We know you are French.
No, I don't want to speak about what the traditional that we
so why I have to speak?
No.
We're asking
for
you.
For example, exactly, because what's happened in my generation, when I was 20, Suddenly, there was we just come from the movement of the movement of no, okay, something like that. So we refuse many things from the system normally. You know?
Surprise, surprise.
So in our super class artistic rebel attitude, it was to say no to the Christmas agitations. You can say vacarme, noise, okay, or traditional stuff. A kind of revolt in the same time against all the the business stuff, what we call here.
Well, okay, Christmas market. What did you do when you were a kid?
Get straight.
No, that's why.
Fun you had when you were a kid, when you woke up.
That's why.
Le
some
petit Michel qui réveille, qui court en bas, qui regarde sous l'arbre.
One position does not destroy the other one.
No, but I'm interested in the other one first and then the second one after.
No, we are not yet to speak about personal ritual. Of course, mine, what is fun is the influence from the Polak, but the Polish and the Russians Catholic interpretation of Christmas in the field of an international small village that it was there for the mine, for the work. So you have a kind of international...
Some more precisions, like international means what, you're eating borscht? What
exactly,
were you
international means that, for example, our bakery man was a Polish people. So he makes special cake, Polish tradition. So we have some cake from the Polish baker, okay? So we have different stuff like that. So this it was, and of course, because I'm I have four brothers and two sisters, we have a kind of, I like it, it was all super stuff, fun. My sister was making us singing a choir, no? Choir
sing, you so know. You started of course, with Jewish brother at that time?
Exactly. I will start like that with brother making sketches. Me, I was a little one, imagine. So all the stuff, no, it was so funny. We have to make the crèche with the Jesus, with and they have to come, they have a progression, stuff like that.
Great.
But after 68 came, the famous Woodstock, the new consciousness in 69, okay? And there, a kind of movement of refus. We say no to many things. No to discover a big yes. Okay, it took many years to find me. But before we find no, but
so me, I don't have any problems with all of this. Whatever holiday it is, I love it. I think it's great. I don't have any restriction. I think baby Jesus is really cute. I like the whole little crash.
Yeah, the same for me. It happened when I came. Sorry if I interrupt you. When I was in Mumbai, I was walking in some little market. After 1 month of traveling the north of India, and I discovered they had huge places where they're selling all together Christ, Vishnu, all the kind of
Buddha, everybody is there.
In the same place, on the physical place, there were no differences. And that was for me amazing, because to see this kind of capability of
embracing
everything.
Everyone. Even in India, when you go in the bus to make sure that everybody is safe, they have everybody. They have a page of the Quran, they have some Jesus, they have some Vishnu, they have everybody is covered, everybody is safe.
So I took the opportunity, have you been to the YC Youth Center?
Yes, very much.
Okay, so what is your feeling about this?
It's good. I have enjoyed seeing the youth coming up with another of effort to make together, to put together this piece of...
Because it's a lot of work.
Yeah. They did from morning till evening, food, and it's commercial kind of thing.
A little bit too much now, but what to do?
Yeah, but what to do? Finally, I think they need also to raise funds to maintain the place. I don't know how much they get from Oroville.
But also, and maybe it points also to
lack of outlets. We have the information, sir.
Okay. Secret police.
Yeah, secret police. So we got from Roshan, in fact. So more or less, the budget that they recalled, it was 2.5 lakh, okay, from. But now they have to pay all the people that they advance. These people, they advance the food, and they do the work free, so they have the refund. They hope to have a minimum of 1 lakh.
Well, that is not a lot for the work they've done.
And 2 weeks before, they have to clean up everything.
I have an analysis. What's first fun with discussion with Roshan is, finally, in the end, we spoke about the fair, Christmas fair. In the end, he said, well, maybe it become more a Christmas market. So there was a kind of different definitions between the Christmas. So when you see Christmas market, when I arrived, I got this feeling it was a market, not a fair. like we did, because the original fair that, you know, long time ago, no? And suddenly I realized, oh, there is all this creativity, all this magnificent stuff done by everybody. Suddenly I saw there is a lot of preoccupations. It's all friends trying to find some money, to recon some money. And they give 30% for the YC, okay? Mm. You do something, you sell it 100 rupees, you give 30 rupees to the YC, stuff like that. So all was nice. But when I arrived, suddenly for me, I was supposed to make a show with Paul, little bit James Brother. Suddenly I cannot. Mm. It was something I cannot do, because it did. In my imagination before I arrived, I was still with the fair. That was the opposite, the moment of the big gift that we give for the youth center without support. It all was a game with this fake bake, with this whoopee. It was for the kids to have some stimuli, a game like a Monopoly game.
A lot more people to organize the
exactly.
games.
Yeah. So what I realized, apparently the situation is so difficult actually in Auville, that everybody have to take care to create some stuff to raise some money. Like you have the more opportunity to say, hey, give for us, each Friday you can ask money, no?
Ah, yes, we can. 3810. Oh, no, sorry, this is my account.
Exactly. You can do that on Friday. This is an injustice. One more time, I will say, niet, because those are people there. So there was all this movement. But where I was sad, it was that suddenly I say, wow, we have no time anymore, the parents, the friends, that we did before. Before, we have 2 weeks of all the adults and the kids, teenagers, we are together to prepare the fair. To prepare what? To prepare that the idea that we offer free, or really the idea of the gift. Christmas for me is to give, the present, no? But there is all this business on the back.
No, it's true.
I'm agree with you. I'm saying that is something that for sure is happening, because I'm part of this game somehow. I'm collecting money for do something for free. But everybody, I think, is this kind of situation. It's not just they want to get money for opening a new account in some bank and making some
business.
So I was sad of that. I was sad that we have no time now to say, okay, adult, we go all 2 weeks before and we make games together. Because
in fact
before we did that.
Well, in fact, the more and more we go, we are like supporting such a giant infrastructure for a lot of tourism and a lot of other stuff. I mean, it's become like a mecca for everything. That it's true that as a community, we have less time to spend as a community. It's always and in fun activities, because we don't have Matrimandra as a workspace where, you know, everybody has to come together and put in a big effort. So except for eating together, we don't have that many of these kind of
It was a kind of resident assembly, active one.
Yeah, I think that was an assembly
we were 50, 60 preparing a fair for 2 weeks, even more, some months. And so then everybody tried to understand the kind of organizations, spontaneous organizations. Yeah. So it's not by mental process, it's by feeling. There is a kind of happiness. The objective is to make happy the child. So you have an objective of freedom, of happiness. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, if you say, Wazo, let's make the clown, because we want a maximum of profit, money, and this is a market. I did that. I did already the clown for this kind of stuff. But, sorry, the fair, this market have to be done in a visitor center. You understand, it's for that, isn't it? Before it was there. At the youth center, you cannot change all the stuff to make a market. It was his point. But
it's also a matter of the youth. They've been not exposed somehow this kind of values, or like you when you was 18 or there was 68, say no, they are doing the same kind of process probably here, and they are opposing off our internal values that are free. So they say, okay, now free, where I'm getting my bike, where I'm can repairing my mobile phone, so how can I get the phones? For sure, they are not going the fail for that reason, but we have to put ourselves in the age of the habit and see from their perspective how to make this fair happening.
And also, we're not giving other outlets for the market type of economy that also builds community on a different kind of level. So then when you have that, then you can reserve the Christmas for a more fun-filled thing, family event, more games, and da-da-da. But because there's not one and there's not another, we combine both. Also, people don't have the time or the privilege of having the time anymore. I think one has to take it, in fact, because In the past, nobody was telling us we have to do this, we have to do that. We took the time for our community.
There was much less to do somehow. Yeah. And there were, less people.
In fact, I think we also understood that that was part of our job.
It was.
Whereas now it's becoming less and less part of our job.
Again, we get confused by the fact that we're building the city, making the city better and having more people residing and providing more services. We have to work more. And finally, we're cutting our capability to to be in ourselves and see what does it mean, that kind of action that we are doing, making a new city or making a new society. We are just destroying ourselves to do that, or ourselves is following us.
Following along.
Okay, super. So in conclusion, Christmas for me, I will say, is not only the expression of gifts, it's there to be receptive to the light. Absolutely. Like what it is, the light comes from the cosmos. Yeah, discover that the light has different kind of power, different kind of vibrations. It is the messenger of the code of the secret of the cosmos. So let's go to see that today.
Yeah,
you know, it's the day of the light.
The day of the light.
The light of the day, maybe of Jesus, the little Jesus. But
yes.
The light that we try to be receptive. It will be receptive to the cosmos secret message. That
from the higher level,
this big consciousness have to come in our little body.
And let's try to do it every day.
No.
Only Christmas.
We start with Christmas first.
No, I agree. Anyway, it is the festival of the light. Okay? So thank you for that, Wazo.
We can make a conclusion on that.
Yes.
In this order, Andrea will say, because we are so enlightened, maybe we got some generosity about Orville Radio.
Yeah,
it's time to remind to us.
This is the final week of our fundraising, and after that, we will give everybody a break.
Okay.
I will not put it in my reports. We will not put it everywhere. We will be quiet.
Make a pause also for
update. Yes. I think we're at 22% last checked. 22%
of our targeted goal. And that is good.
It's far great
to reach 100%, but that is our dream situation.
It's great.
And so we want to thank everybody for participating.
And we also want to get more people in the radio. Yes, we can. We want to have a better team, a bigger team, change our content, work together, create more humor, So come and join us. Come and work at the radio if that's your calling.
Yes. Our account number in Oroville is 251369, the financial service. Otherwise, www.oroville.org/donate. Today was the 25th of December 2015. It's off the cuff, 57.
Ah, 57.
Yes.
Oh, 57.
Merci.
57.
Vanakam.
Bye-bye. 57.